Ours to Protect. In association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, check out ours2protect.ie for more information.
Back in July of last year, in the peak of summer, we met with the team from Enniscorthy Community Allotments to tell us about their various projects. The now growing team are committed to inclusion and to building a community that is socially, culturally, politically and economically cohesive, where all people feel valued and their differences respected, and where everyone has the opportunity to participate fully in the life of the group. The Enniscorthy Community Allotments Group are made up of locals from the community who wish to grow fresh produce, propagate horticulture, and create a friendly environment for the local community to meet. Since the summer, a lot of work has taken place, so we chatted to Michael Devericks about some of these latest updates.
We have put in our sensory area, which was funded by Shlánta Care and Anne-Marie Laffin. And so it's a terrific sensory area with all the different senses, right down from the, what we call the cottage up here in the corner, right down along here to this particular geodesic dome. And this was put in with the community recognition funding. And we use it as a demonstration or a dome training centre.
Geodesic domes, otherwise known as geodomes, are an indoor growing structure capable of providing vegetables and fruit throughout the year. Michael filled us in on how theirs is getting on.
It's built by a carpenter up in Dublin that do these domes, and he's terrific. He's a terrific craftsperson, you know. You can see the way it's done with all the triangulation, and it gives you a sort of sense of sustainability about it, and it's going to be a dome training centre. So we have funding hopefully coming from the REACH funding with WWETB, and we're hoping to set up a number of workshops for the members and the community as well. We're looking at mindfulness, you know, food preservation, herbalist, horticulturist and food waste up in Bunclody kitchens. So we'll have transport laid on from here up to the superb kitchens that they have up in Bunclody.
At the end of last year, Enniscorthy Community Allotments was honoured at the annual Pride of Place Community Awards, and it's not surprising with the work that goes into their various projects. Michael gave us a deeper insight into some of the plans they have lined up over the coming weeks and months.
We've also engaged with the Creative Places, and we're hoping that that funding will come through as well. And we're looking at having three artists involved there. Imogen Stafford, that's at the moment, is involved with the wire sculpture. So we're actually making our own wire sculpture along the sensory area here. We're at the closing stages of that. We've spent about 10 or 12 Saturdays community members working on that project, and we're hoping then also to have Irene Kelly with basket making, and we're hoping then to do eco printing as well.
The allotments in Enniscorthy are growing every month, so who is now benefiting from the increased reach of this vital sustainable service?
Well, we have about 250, maybe 300 people using the allotments. You know, there are 65 plots. The plots are 5 metres squared, and we have 27 raised beds. So we now have 10 community groups involved here with the allotments, ranging from the Cottage Autism Network to Reachability, the Hope Cancer Support Centre, Wexford Mental Health, RIDS. So we have Kite as well, which is a teenage autism group. We have Corn Market, of course, and then we have Social Prescribing, which is absolutely amazing to have Social Prescribing here.
And getting more people involved in the allotments is one of the big goals. The aim is to promote and encourage the practice and knowledge of horticulture between members, especially children, to encourage intergenerational activity. This is something Michael is no doubt very proud of.
We have a very dynamic group on the committee. We've gone very far from where we were here last time, and I've been at several different allotments, and to be honest with you, the standard here is just amazing. There's always something fresh to do, and I think the way forward, you know, you look at the Little Buds, for example. They're a little teenage group that we, or a kids group that we set up. It's gone from 12 to nearly 40 kids now, and that's the way to engage the community through the kids.
Ours to Protect, in association with the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.